Part 1 Chapter 1 The Homecoming of Fever Crumb 10 months earlier. Fever came home to London in a summer storm, her land barge bowling up the Great South Road beneath a sky full of rainbows. The city of her birth had changed in the 2 years that she had been away. Even the lands around it looked different. The woods that once crowded close on either side of the road had been felled, leaving nothing but grey stumps. New settlements had sprung up on the hillsides. Loggers, camps and way stations for the ceaseless convoys of hoys and big-wheeled land barges that carried timber, steel and pig iron north to London. So she was prepared to find the city altered. But her first sight of it, as her barge grumbled across the brick marsh causeways, was still a shock. She stood at the front of the open upper deck, gripping the handrail and squinting into the stormy sunlight and the sharp north wind. She could hardly believe her watering eyes. The London she had known was gone. On Ludgate Hill, most of the old familiar buildings still stood, but they looked odd and isolated, like the last trees of a slaughtered forest. Around the hill's foot, where slums